Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. Thought you heard the last of me, huh? Everyone, thank you so much for tuning in today. Welcome to an all-new episode of Social Blend. I am here. I am back. You're probably wondering, where has George been? Where has this man been? 2 weeks of no episodes. Is he okay? What is happening? I haven't heard anything about Goalie Gummies in 2 weeks. I am here, guys. I'm alive. I'm well. But I was so busy lately, and I went to Miami, and we'll talk about that. And I really needed a little break. So every time, and also, like, I'm really trying to, like, feed myself into loving fitness. So I really, like, every day, like, is, like, constant, like, I have to work out, I have to prep, and I have to eat. Like, I've been making all my own meals lately. Like, so it's been exhausting, but I am here. I am back and I am ready to recap. So thank you so much, everybody who's tuning in today for this. I'm sorry I have been MIA, but honestly, like, I was like, you know, usually when I'm on hiatus, or, like, the season ends, I'm always like, oh, my God. Like, I wish my show was on right now so I could talk about this or so I could talk about this. Guys, there was nothing to even talk about anyway. So, honestly, it was fine. There was a few things that did happen that we will talk about. But other than that, it, like, nothing really happened that was so, like, what? So, it is what it is. I'm here now. And I'm thriving. I'm living. So I went to Miami recently, and it was like for, honestly, it was like a birthday celebration slash like getting together with friends, like enjoying our lives and really just, you know, going all out. So I really love Miami, of course. I'm one of those people, I love Florida. All right. I don't care what anyone has to say about Florida. I love it. It's a great state. The beaches are close by and the people look incredible, top tier, and you get a beautiful tan and then you go home. So I have been there and it was incredible. My birthday was beautiful. I was gonna say incredible. I'm like, change it up, George. Oh my gosh. But yeah, I had a great time. My age, I am not having fun with, but it is what it is. And, you know, I'm closer to 30, and that's all I'm going to say about that. But, yeah, so Miami was beautiful. I love it there. First of all, the food is phenomenal. I'm so happy. Well, here, this is what I'm going to say. Miami does have vegan options, but they're not as, what's the word? They're not as advanced as other states or as like New Jersey or New York. Like, I was really shocked. I swore Miami would have been full of a bunch of vegans, and they're not. So everyone loves their meat there. Everyone loves like those kind of places. So, which is fine. Like, listen, I'm that kind of vegan. I don't care. Like, I'm doing it for myself. I became vegan for me. So I don't care what you eat, but that's just what everyone enjoys over there. So when I was trying to figure out a place, I was like, does any place have vegan options? But we did find a bunch, thank God, and everything was incredible. I loved it all. So there was that. We took so many photos in Miami. It was wild. I had my disposable, my main camera. I had a million cameras, and I'm like, okay, now take it on this. Now take it on that. We had the Polaroid rocking around. So, my one good friend was literally about to kill us and put a pillow over my head at night. I had a feeling. I was sleeping with one eye open because I understand it could get hectic, but It was fun overall, and we lived to see another day. And we all have great photos now from Miami. I loved it a lot. I got tan, and as I should, as I do. But I also got burnt, which I think I've been burnt twice in my life. So this was a lot to handle. I never got burnt. And I think just the Miami heat, plus I was trying to get as tan as possible within the days I had. So I think I just overdid it. And, you know, it's all right, but I've never been burnt. And it's not bad. It really isn't. Like, it doesn't hurt or anything, but it's red and I don't get red. So it's out of the ordinary for me, but I will move on from this and I will live. What else did I do? I'm trying to think what else I did. I mean, I guess that's it. Like, we just relaxed. We went to beautiful rooftops. We went to beautiful places to eat. Oh my gosh. Like, I was living large. All right. I was living large. We did an Airbnb. It was beautiful. Loved it. It was great. And yeah, and my birthday was great. Every year I mourn my birthday, so it's not like I'm having a blast. I'm actually like mourning the day. It's no one's fault, but like for me, like it's another year that is like, oof. Like it just, I get old. This is my, every year is a day, I mean a year older, and I don't like that. Like I'm happy to live in the moment, and I celebrate myself all year long, so that one day where I can mourn is really a beautiful thing for me. And that's just me, okay? Everyone's different, but yeah. And while I was in Miami, they were filming season 5 of The Housewives of Miami. I had a little connection, but my friends didn't want to go. So I was really upset. I mean, all right, I wasn't really upset because I didn't want my views to change on them. Like if I actually went to this event and they were like rude or something like that. So I was like, it's probably for the best, but I really, really wanted to go only because I could have possibly been featured in it, but it's fine. It's really okay. I'm not like crying or anything like that, but they are filming season 5. They were all over Miami when we were there. They were on the beach. They were on rooftops. They were just going crazy all over the place. And it was, oh my God, it was so much fun. But yeah, it looks like with Miami Housewives, everyone is coming back, which I'm very happy about because even though some of the cast irked me, I love everybody in the cast. It really truly makes an incredible cast, and these ladies are not here to play, and I love it. So I heard that they're keeping everyone, plus they're adding possibly 2 new girls, and they're gonna like feel them out and see how like everyone rolls with everybody. So we'll see what happens. I'm excited for it regardless. But yeah, so at the end of the day, loved Miami. It was beautiful, incredible. I didn't want to leave. I love the palm trees. I love the people there in Miami. It was a lot of fun. The restaurants were beautiful. Oh, the drinks. Oh my gosh. The drinks were so expensive, but they were really good and I did enjoy them. But like I said, very, very pricey. So if you go to Miami, get ready to not only spend a lot of money on food, but you're going to be spending money on those drinks. So it was worth it. They were all so good. We went to a really cool rooftop and on Ocean Boulevard, and they had incredible drinks. They were so strong. And who I was with, like, we don't really drink like that, but, like, if I'm on vacation, I'm drinking. So, when I took a sip, I felt it, and I'm like, oh, no, this is not good. But, oh, my God, I loved it. And then also another, it's a good thing and a bad thing, but Miami has gratuities included with your payment. Now, it's a good thing because no one could bail out on a bill and not pay tip. But the bad thing is sometimes the service could be a little trashy, and sometimes they just don't care because they know they're getting this tip, which is fine, I understand, but, like, at least still be, you know, do your job and work. Yeah, but, like, at the end of the please, I would be the same way if that was me, so it's really not a big deal. But I love Miami, incredible, beautiful, and I can't wait to go again soon. Next, let's talk about Selling Sunset. Oh my gosh. All right, so my friends told me to watch it. The new season. I've watched all of Selling Sunset. But the new season, I was like, oh my gosh, yes, I have to watch it, but, like, I couldn't make time for myself. Like I said, I've been so busy. So finally I had time. I watched the entire season 5, and everyone's like, you're gonna hate Christine. You're gonna hate Christine. I loved Christine still. Like, she did irritate me a few times with a few things that she was saying and doing, but at the same time, like, I love her so much. And these other girls, Mary is so fake. Chriselle is so fake. Like, I want to scream. And all my friends love them. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, you, like, please. Like, I always tell people, like, listen to me. If I don't like someone, listen to me with it. Because there's a reason. But, oh my God, I'm, like, choking over here. But, yeah. So, oh my God, I'm really dying. So yeah, Selling Sunset, I love this season. It was great, but I do feel like they need a little shakeup. Like, I don't know. Like, if Christine leaves, I'm not watching this show anymore. Christine brings it every season, and I love her. I'm so happy she brought her friend Chelsea. Chelsea is incredible. I love her. Like, and also all my friends are telling me that her accent's fake, but I don't think so. It really sounds like an English accent, and she doesn't break away from it. So, I don't know. But anyway, I thought it was a great season. Chriselle is so annoying, and she's so thirsty. She really dated her boss just to give a little storyline. It's so pathetic. So pathetic. You're telling me that you now all of a sudden... Wait, I'm giving spoilers. I'm giving spoilers. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. You're really telling me that you didn't know beforehand that he didn't want kids? Also, isn't he like in his 50s and he still has nobody? Like, that either means that he just isn't for a relationship, which is fine, and maybe he just doesn't want kids. Like, you need to know this before. Like, now she's, like, all upset about it. Like, are you kidding me? So, I don't like her. I can't stand her. She's very, like, theatrical. It's not my cup of tea. And, yeah. So, oh my God, you know what I just realized is, what's her name? Is Maya, I hope Maya's not leaving, because she was like, goodbye, guys. I'm like, goodbye, that she's going to Miami, but I thought only for a little bit. I don't know what's going on, but that one other girl, I think she's leaving. She went on a train or whatever, and I'm like, bye. Like, I don't understand why she was even there, because I feel like she did nothing the whole season and last season. I was like, who is she? It was very, like, random. But yeah, so Selling Sunset, it was good, I will say. I have not watched Selling Tampa, so I might start that this weekend. Guys, I'm so behind on shows, it's so bad, except for The Housewives. Like, once New Jersey ends, and, well, no, then I'm gonna have all these other freaking shows. I don't know what's going on. I'll find time. But yeah, so great season, I will say, and yeah, can't wait for the next one. We have to talk about Goalie Gummies. They're the first ever apple cider vinegar gummy on the market, and they have so many beneficial properties with studies conducted to prove its positive benefits. Some of them include vitamin B9 and B12. It promotes general good health, it help improves your daily health, and it's vegan, gluten-free, gelatin-free, kosher, and non-GMO. One of my favorite things about the Goli gummy is, unlike the apple cider vinegar shot, the Goli gummy completely masks that nasty smell and taste. Some other favorite things about the Goli gummy is the fact that it supports healthy digestion, weight management, reduces appetite, helps improve energy, and supports heart health. Everyone should have some Goli gummies in their life. So today I'm giving 5% off on your full order with promo code G Stillwell. And again, that's G-S-T-I-L-W-E-L-L for 5% off your full order. Promo code G Stillwell. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goli. The Real Housewives of New Jersey season finale did air this past week, but the reunion looks incredible. So I will say that the finale just didn't feel like a finale for me. Like, nothing really truly happened, but I know there was a lot of, there was like no closure. I am happy, like, Melissa and Jennifer are like nice now to each other. Like, they're cordial, they like to have fun, so that was good. But other than that, I don't know. Melissa, Margaret, I'm always team Teresa, but as all my friends know. But, you know, Teresa, when she threw the drinks, I didn't think that was called for, but listen, I would do it too. And I hate being called a liar. So if someone calls me a liar, I'm cutting you, or, you know, just I'll never see you again, because to me that's very insulting. I don't lie. So here, let's just watch the trailer of the reunion, which is on Tuesday. It's a three-part reunion, and I heard every single part is gonna be chaotic. So here it is.
I wish you would tell Margaret to shut the up. This and his wife talking about my boyfriend. Well, should be slapping him upside his head.
You know what? Be a sister once in a while. Tonight, the Real Housewives of New Jersey reunite.
Big reunion day.
See you soon.
For a dramatic three-part reunion.
I felt that Dolores had a hidden agenda.
Don't call me a...
Here we go.
Prove it, bitch.
Don't call me a bitch.
I just did.
Everyone's a loser.
You ruined my night.
You did.
Okay.
Okay.
Keep going.
He magically transported you back to Nashville, Tennessee. How does the bow look, Jackie? You gonna give it a spin?
No, I almost got decapitated.
Dolores, can you give us more details about drunk Melissa finger banging you?
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? Teresa, Grace.
Wow.
What do you think about her new guy?
Me and Paulie don't exactly see eye to eye.
Are you pissed right now? Here we go. We find out about the affair. Did you really not think about it for 10 years?
It was hard to even say it on camera, but I want to get rid of some of the shame around it.
There's road rage incidents, slashed a girlfriend's tire, physical abuse in front of kids. Is any of it true?
Louis lied on camera.
Shut up. I'm not shutting up.
Is your marriage good or not?
It is good.
She brought it up.
I couldn't ruin a happy marriage.
Bill, please clear the air. Talk, Bill.
I did that.
Melissa will not be a bridesmaid.
No. It's my wedding.
You remember who's been here through all your family, I love family. Bullsh.
She said the word.
I'll do it right back at you, bitch girl.
Sitting next to her, calling me a bitch.
Bitch boy, Joe. Sorry, you are.
Wow.
You gotta stop putting me down. I'm done. You people. Joe, you know what? I quit.
That was a lot. When I watched that, I'm like, wow, we just got done with a chaotic season. It was like very draining. I will say that. It was exhausting. And now we have to watch this crazy reunion. So, listen, I'm always ready for New Jersey. They always bring it. They're always, they are the best. Top tier for me. For me, it's always like New Jersey, Miami, New York, even though they had a messy season, but it's still okay. New York, Beverly Hills. And then we have, Potomac. No, Potomac's before Beverly Hills. And then Beverly Hills. And then we have Atlanta. And then whatever else. But, yeah, wow. Incredible. Teresa is bringing, and Teresa had like something, she had like an emergency surgery or whatever. And then the doctor said, you can't yell. And then she's like, okay. And then she yells. So I was nervous because I was like, man, this is going to be a boring reunion because she can't yell. Nope. Teresa brought it. It's okay. So I am excited for that. I really, really, really am. But we need to also realize that at the end of May, they are starting to film for the new season. And I cannot wait. I'm so excited. So, yeah, we'll see what happens with that. And, yeah, but honestly, and then Jackie. Like, so, I always couldn't stand Jackie. But this season, it really, really, like, with her whole eating disorder thing. Oh, my God. It was so beautiful to hear her talk because it is, it's so hard to like talk about that stuff. So for her to talk about it, I was like, wow, like she's incredible. She really, really is. And that's the whole thing about Housewives. Like one second you could hate them and then the next you're like, wow, they're great for that. But at the same time, you're only as good as your last episode, as I found from Two T's in a Pod, which I've been watching lately with Tamara Judge and, oh my God, what's her name? Teddy Mellencamp, which is incredible, actually. But, yeah, so we'll see what happens with this reunion. I have a feeling Teresa and Margaret are not going to be friends after this. And, yeah, so we'll see what happens. Like I said, there was no closure at the finale, which was weird. But it is what it is. And honestly, I'm happy. I can't stand Margaret. I never liked her since Siggy brought her on the show. I just did not like her. Like, I couldn't stand the pigtails. Couldn't stand any of that stuff. And then she was, like, rude all the time. I'm like, what is going on? And then I knew she was, like, kissing Teresa's ass most of the time. I don't know about everything. But it was just a no for me. I'm not really a fan of her. Everyone else loves her. They think she's the best thing. And I can't see it. So, yeah. Other than that, I can't wait for the reunion. I can't wait for the new season already that's coming up. They're going to film soon, like I said. And I will keep you guys all posted. So, other than that, have a great rest of the week. Or no, I'm sorry. Have a great weekend. And it's supposed to be nice, I hope. My God, this weather here in Jersey, I don't know about you guys, wherever you live, but in New Jersey, one day it's hot, the next day it's cold, I'm done. I need this weather to break. Either give me cold or just leave it, or give me the heat or just leave it at cold because I'm done. Like, that's it. So, whatever. Have a great weekend, everyone, and I will see you all next week. Bye. Yeah.